Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 9 and then out of the Gospel of John chapter 12. First, out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. I'm reading out of the Living Bible translation. The people who walk in darkness shall see a great light, a light that will shine on all those who live in the land of the shadow of death. And then out of the Gospel of John, chapter 12, beginning at verse 35, Jesus replied, "My light will shine out for you just a little while longer. Walk in it while you can and go where you want to go before the darkness falls, for then it will be too late for you to find your way. Make use of the light while there is still time. Then you will become light bearers." After saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. But despite all the miracles that he had done, most of the people would not believe he was the Messiah. In that passage in Isaiah that we just read, Isaiah is pointing the people to the coming of the Messiah, telling them that they will see a great light. He, of course, is pointing them to the most majestic moment in all of history, the birth of the Savior, the Messiah, God's Son, Jesus Christ. Yet we see in the passage that we read in the Gospel of John that when Jesus did come to earth in a manger and then in a dirty stable behind an inn, and then he grew and began his ministry performing miracles and healing the sick and calming storms and teaching and so much more, so many people still didn't notice, didn't care, or believe that he was the Messiah. They missed the majesty of the moment. He was right there, and still so many didn't believe. I read a story a few years ago of a young musician who was asked to be part of an experiment put on during rush hour in the always busy metro station in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And so on Friday morning at 7:51 a.m., world-renowned violin virtuoso Joshua Bell set up a position within that busy D.C. metro station, opened his violin case on the floor in front of him, suggesting donations would be welcomed, and began to play his violin right in the midst of the morning rush hour. He was wearing a plain long-sleeve shirt, jeans, and a Washington Nationals baseball cap, a fairly common look in that area, designed so as to not get much attention by how he looked. He was just trying to blend in with his dress. And for the next 45 minutes, he played six classical pieces, including one from Johann Sebastian Bach. And during that period, the count total of people that went by him was nearly 1,100 people passing by. A few dropped money into the open violin case as they hurried by, and at the end of his session, he'd gathered about $32 in the case. But of those 1,100 people who passed him by that morning, only seven, stopped long enough to listen to any part of any piece of the music which he played during that time. Yet, just 3 days earlier, that young violinist Joshua Bell had filled to overflowing Boston Symphony Hall, where tickets for his concert sold at $100 a seat. And in 2 weeks, he performed at a concert in Maryland, again commanding a substantial fee for his musical talents. Yet that morning, in the metro station in Washington, D.C., almost everyone just walked on by him. No one seemed to care. No one even seemed to notice. What was it that caused so many to pass by and miss the majesty of the moment right there before them? What was on their minds that caused them to pass by without even a nod? We have just celebrated Thanksgiving together as a nation. Did we pause long enough to fully experience it? Now we're heading toward the most majestic of times, the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Will we see it? Or will we miss it? What is it in our lives that keeps us from seeing the majestic things that God puts right in front of us? Could it be some of the same things that caused those to pass by Joshua Bell that morning? A focus perhaps on other things, on problems, difficulties, uncertainties that caused them to miss the moment. Could it have been the blinders of misguided priorities that the world fits us with, the achievements, the awards that we're supposed to seek out and search after? Could any of that have been the reason they missed the majesty of that moment? It may be that every one of them that morning were just simply too busy and in too much of a hurry, trying to get to work on time, needing to make a living to support themselves and their families. Or maybe classical music, no matter how majestic and beautiful, just wasn't their thing. We could guess at a lot of things, but no matter the reason, almost everyone missed that majestic moment. But here's another thought, another possibility. Maybe they just never expected anything majestic to happen during their day as they woke up that morning or in the world around them. You wonder if any of those rushing through that station on that workday morning even expected when they got up that morning to find anything majestic in that journey of their lives that day, as they sprinted by that most beautiful moment set there for their enjoyment. They were just going through the same motions that they went through the day before and will probably go through the day after and so on. The violin, by the way, was a Stradivarius worth about $3.5 million. The music was by the great Johann Sebastian Bach and other great composers. The performer was one of the world's best, Joshua Bell. Any one of which were good enough reasons to stop and enjoy the moment, but few did. Seven, just seven. Certainly, that would have not been us, right? Here we are rounding out of Thanksgiving and on toward Christmas, where we will celebrate the birth of that tiny baby, the ultimate in majestic moments. Will we even notice? Will our behavior show that we believed what Isaiah was pointing toward those many years before? And so, on that morning in D.C., the people who passed by in that metro station didn't see or hear the beauty that was right there before them. They didn't see the need of others symbolized by the empty violin case, and they didn't stop long enough to hear the blessing of the music and musician in their midst. In the busyness of life, they had missed the blessing right before them. Certainly, certainly we wouldn't have missed it, right? But they weren't alone in that. We saw in the scripture that we read that even those who were with Jesus those many years ago, 2,000 years ago, did not believe or expect to see majestic moments in his life. They were there with Christ and witnessed his miracles right before their very eyes, and yet so many did not believe. My friends, listen. The majesty of God is all around us. It's in the lives near us who might need a lift up, a hand up in life. They're in a sick loved one who gets well. God's majesty is in our families and friends who look up to us and count on us and respect us. It's in the opportunities before us to make an eternal difference in the world and in the lives around us with the resources and talents God has blessed us with. It's even in the whirlwinds of our days, if we'll only stop long enough to hear the music and see the majesty of the moments. Do we get up each morning and approach each day with the expectation that we will see the majesty of God, or do we go through the day with our heads down, not expecting him to appear or do anything in the world around us? Listen to this. My friends, God is still in the miracle business, but do we believe it? Do we look for them? You want to see majesty as only God can create it? You can climb Mount Everest and view his creation as far as the eye can see. You can view the images of the earth sent back from the space station or orbiting satellites. You can look through the Hubble telescope to see the stars, the galaxies stretching out to the ends of your imagination. The majesty of God everywhere. And you can visit the babe of Bethlehem in a few weeks in the manger, or why not even today, experiencing anew God's most majestic moment of all for you and for me, the birth of his son for our salvation and acceptance of eternal life with him he offers to us. Why not begin today expecting to see the majestic moments God places in each day that unfolds before us, even in a busy metro station or other busy moments in our lives, in the peace he brings in a storm we go through, or in a gathering of family, in the sunrise of a new day like today, and the opportunities to join with him in all he is doing to touch and help the world around us, and then to see again the majesty of God in the birth of his son, in a manger, in a stable, behind an inn in Bethlehem, for you and for me. In the busyness of our lives, especially in the weeks of commercialization and distractions that are ahead of us as we head toward the manger, why not stop, look around, expect and enjoy the music, and embrace the moments of God's majesty that he places everywhere around us. Don't miss his majesty. He is all around you and around me. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for this reminder of what you did for us so many years ago, 2,000 years ago, when you sent your son for me. I didn't deserve it. None of us deserved it, Lord. But you sent your son because you love us that much. Help us, Lord, to not miss the moment, but even more than that, to embrace it. Not just for this time of year, but every day of our lives, so that we move forward with your power within us, touching the world around us with you and for you, lifting those who need a lift in life, celebrating those moments in life, noticing the miracles that you perform every day around us, and especially notice the majesty of your presence in all things around us, every day and every moment. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious name, we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.